Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello there, everybody. It feels like a Friday. It's only Thursday. We won't be here tomorrow. It's a holiday weekend, so enjoy us. We're going to enjoy the next 4 hours, live and local in your backyard, 2 to 6 every weekday right here. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris with the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. We are ready to roll with the Sheeman and Shepherd show here today. If you want to jump on, it is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line as well. You can follow us at Twitter. We got a dandy we're going to put up on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll here today. It's already up. All right, we'll cover that in a second. It's at 99.3 ESPN. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. We've got that. We can give away a round of golf. We've got the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. We got a lot going on, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And don't forget, a week from tonight, we're going to be doing our draft party at Buffalo Wild Wing at Cape Coral from 7 to 10. That is 1 week from today. Got the schedules out officially yesterday, so we got a lot to cover here. Pete Shepherd, how are you today, sir?
Fantastic. Absolutely. Just a great day. Played golf this morning.
Really? Squeezed that in, did you?
Squeezed that in, yep.
Nice.
My buddies Johnny and Debbie and Russ got it all in about 3.5 hours. Great day start.
How did we do?
As Jekyll and Hyde as possible. A bunch of pars and a bunch of double bogeys all came out to around, I think, a 94.
Okay.
But it was weird.
Yeah?
Weird.
Like
crazy
you
weird.
You felt like you played
especially
better?
Especially on the back nine, I thought I was going to shoot like a 40.
Oh.
But it started that way. No, it just like a couple bad bounces, a couple of stupid swings by me. But had a good time, and man, was the nature out today.
Yeah.
Turkeys, gators, cranes, all over the place.
All the above. Beautiful Southwest Florida. That's what
loved
we do.
It. Man, were they out in full force today. Full force. I showed you a picture of two big ones going at it on the fourth hole. Gators, that is.
Yeah. You had a more fun morning than I did. I attended my first Collier County Commissioners meeting today. We got a little situation going on near the neighborhood. I had to go check it out.
Whoa, hold on. No, you're not getting away with that.
Well, no, there's nothing to get away with. So,
what's the situation?
The property adjacent to my neighborhood.
Abutting?
It's about to be developed.
Oh, by what? By who?
Mixed use. You know, like...
What does that mean?
Like the Mercado down in
Atlanta? Yeah, yes.
Another one right next door. So,
we're going to get another
shops.
Great cigar shop. I got burnt going to go in there?
Perhaps.
You don't want it?
What I don't want is they also have mixed use apartments in there as well that will be 4 stories tall. I don't want them peering down into our neighborhood.
Oh. You
know, privacy, all that. So, yeah, I'm fighting the man.
Wow.
Out there. I think it's still going on.
Right, but you must not be alone.
There was 150 of my neighbors were with me.
Anti-growth guy. Never pin you for that.
No. I'm okay with the growth, but it's got to be done. I don't want to be
at 3 stories.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I don't want to look out my backyard and have somebody peering down at me for some building.
Okay, but before you do that, are there any potential sponsors going into that plaza that will go on the show?
Sure.
No, I don't live there.
Not in my backyard, right? Yeah. So anyway, I thought I'd, take some local government action. And
did you jump on your soapbox?
I did.
I am Craig Sheeman. You will listen to me.
I did sign up to speak, but, man, it was they're still there. And I had to leave. I had about 11 o'clock deadline. I said, I got to get back to work. So
did you have any cool lines, like drop the mic lines? Like, I'll leave you with this.
No.
This is a gross miscarriage of justice.
You know, yeah. I could have.
Salacious, contagious, outrageous.
There was a guy at Esplanade. We all know the golf course.
Yeah.
They had an issue prior to us, and they're catty corner across the corner from my intersection. And, oh, God, were they long-winded. and unorganized.
Oh, God.
I mean, the commissioner pretty much says, that's an issue between you and the HOA. We don't do this stuff. So he quoted Ronald Reagan like twice.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, he went on for like 30 minutes. I was like, you're killing me, dude.
There we go again.
No, it was more like trust but verify. I mean, come on.
Oh, geez. Voodoo economics.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that was my morning.
Did they offer any compensation regarding possibly if they do make these buildings? Have they offered anything to possibly, for lack of a further other term, bribe you to accept it?
Right, right.
Which is what it is.
If they did, it was after I left.
New roads in the neighborhood? You got any potholes that need to be covered up that the city of Naples could take care of?
Yeah.
My neighborhood's in pretty good shape.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just worried about my skylight looking out and having people look back
there. Right,
but it's on the other side of the neighborhood. I'll probably be okay. It's a me problem.
Well, with all these telescopes today, they might be looking at skinny dipping at his pool.
Well, I was thinking sunbathing naked. That's probably what Craig does on a normal Saturday.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, Chris. If I sunbathe naked, there's probably going to be somebody with a bird's eye view. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Even goes viral nude.
What the heck?
Hey, you saw Bruce Koepka with his half-naked girlfriend on the beach yesterday. Brooks.
You're like calling him Bruce.
Did I say Bruce?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, God, what an idiot. Brooks Koepka on the beach with his half-naked girlfriend. She's straddling him on the beach.
Yeah,
in the water,
you know, good for him.
Some private beach.
Yeah.
See Craig and
so,
nude on some raft in his pool.
Yeah.
Thinking no one's watching.
Nice little floaties.
With a noodle.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
It goes heads up on Facebook.
Yeah. You ever gotten sunburned down there?
No.
Down there?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm not a nudist. So
I'm not a nudist either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just curious.
No.
I bet that hurts.
You've skinny dipped before, though. I've done that in the ocean.
I never have.
Yeah. I've done it maybe twice, but not.
Yeah.
I was younger.
I never have.
Not for long, though. You always afraid something, but whatever.
All right. So
I find it unpleasant, to be honest with you.
I just find it creepy.
What?
Creepy. Okay, maybe creepy is the more appropriate. Yeah.
I need security. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
As Kramer said, I can't have my boys, you know, all over the place.
I got a double message from the 239. Craig, welcome to Naples. Somebody's going to build in your backyard, period. And Pete, welcome to Naples. Everything is out humping this time of year.
I've been here
there.
2 years, 239. I get it. I love it. I love the nature in Southwest Florida. I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that where I live, they don't take the alligators away. They don't bother anybody. I think they're beautiful.
They're huge.
Yeah, huge.
Now,
but really, so what's the next step in the process?
I'm not sure. I need to be debriefed. Again, they said that this could go on until 4 o'clock.
Did you, where you live, have to hire an attorney?
Yes, our HOA hired an attorney. So we got that going for us.
Did he speak today?
Your dues going up?
How much is that going to cost?
Our dues are high enough. Thank you.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, they're about to be higher.
They got it in the budget?
They're fine. Yeah, we're good. So I'll update you. I don't know what goes on.
Did your attorney speak today?
Yeah, but after I left.
Oh.
So I got to get the R side to see if all I heard was their side.
Is everybody absolutely dead against it, or are we waiting to see exactly, I'm sure, scale models and all that stuff? Exactly. They got to offer you some sort of compensation to make this go away, I would think.
I think we can work this out today.
I think we could, too. And I want to know what businesses are going into this plot or abutment next to you, because I think that's potential sponsors. So let's blackmail whoever we have to blackmail and get them on the show.
I'll keep you abreast of the situation as soon as I find out.
I know
out
some
more.
People. I can come speak on your group's behalf.
Okay.
Make some stuff happen.
Yeah, I'll do some digging.
All right, thanks.
Not appreciate literally.
Yeah, right, right.
I don't do manual labor, but
What's that? Now, Chris, I've had some people reach out to me. How is your beloved puppy that you fed Taco Bell Sloppy Joe's to in a pinch because you were out of dog food?
She's great.
She's fantastic.
She's great. Yeah, her her nice new Master's collar just got in last night.
Master's collar.
So she had a bit of a trot. She wasn't the
she was cocky.
Yeah.
So the dog gets something, and we didn't. And we were promised something.
Chris got his hats last year. You know how expensive those are?
I know, but
those are fine. I still wear it.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest?
You didn't want to carry it around.
You made some big speech before you left saying you had some special plan.
No, because I had two ideas. I was going to get Craig. They used to sell these really tall Masters tube socks.
Oh, seriously?
I was going to get those for you, and I was going to get Pete a Masters apron.
Oh.
I thought it would have been perfect.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Well, what happened to the sweatshop?
I would have sold for a tee that said
they
Masters on it.
They didn't have the tube socks.
But they sold out of them?
They didn't have them. They just had like little ankle socks. And I know that's not what Craig likes to wear.
I like to wear those.
He likes his ankles to be nice and warm.
Yes.
And only half of his shin.
And white. Very white.
Damn it.
That was Thursday.
Not even a ball.
And then by Friday, I was kind of like, I had moved on from you two.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was quite apparent when you failed to call in on the show at 5:30 because some guy named Tiger Woods was in the mix. I don't know.
I told you that before he left when we saw Tiger's tee time.
Hey, guys, next year, I got you. I'll call in next year. Next year on Friday, I'm calling it.
I'm telling you, and the conversation came up again last night. A couple of my friends who are loaded want to take me and hitch on to your wagons next year and somehow get there. And they're willing to pay handsomely for the opportunity. I flat out say it.
Well, you're going to have to because we'll have Rick Haro, our sports business insider, on the 5 o'clock hour. He's already talking about how the secondary market for anything you may want to purchase to get you into the Masters next year is just going to skyrocket because of what Tiger did this year.
Yep.
So anyway.
But we can have that conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm open to a conversation.
Oh, well, all right. Absolutely. We're definitely going to have that conversation.
Maybe a nice comped round out of Panita National.
Nice. Oh, that's easy.
That's easy.
I'll give you more.
Former rate, obviously.
408 is chiming in on my neighborly problem here. Maybe there's a massage parlor going in there, and you'll see Bobby Kraft at some point in the
Bobby! Corner.
But they're talking about making, seriously, like a Mercado next to you.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of. That's a big complex.
Yeah,
that like they're saying that big or
so like
it's about a 36-acre piece of land.
Retail, that's restaurants,
wow. Yeah, all of the above.
Wow,
I don't have a problem with any of it. I just don't want the four stories of apartments and a hotel. I just want the four stories.
But here's the problem: is they don't know that because you left early.
True. However, I have already written all the commissioners individually myself and emailed them. I was probably one of the first ones to reach out several months ago.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm a citizen.
Proactive.
That's how America works around
here. You're a citizen and a taxpayer, and you have the right to be heard.
Oh, I'm a taxpayer, all right.
You're like Norma Ray. Chris, Sally Field movie where she spoke on behalf of her co-workers back in the day. I didn't really care for the movie. She won an Oscar, though.
She did.
So more like Tom Cruise writing his memo in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I never cared for that movie. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
It was okay.
I liked the little kid.
That was good.
It was great.
Of course, you can't not like that.
That was more of a mission statement.
Mission statement. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Because everybody else called it a memo. It was a mission statement.
No, you know the worst thing about that movie? What's the line that came out of that movie? And I'm not talking
about
show
me the money.
No, I'm not talking about that one.
Show me the money!
No. It was Renee going,
you had me at hello.
And it was repeated over and over again and put in jokes and everybody from...
it's a great line.
It was.
You had me at
great
hello.
Moment. Can I say something about Renee?
That and nobody puts baby in a corner.
I think I've had the same thought. A little overrated, right?
Well, yeah, but here's the problem. She always looks like she's sucking on a lemon. Her face is all kind of like twisted, puttery. Yeah.
Renee?
Zellweger, yeah. Great actress. Haven't seen her while. Hadn't been anything.
Oh, she's all the Avengers. She's supposed to play a key part in the
Avengers. In the Avengers?
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's Tony Stark's girl. It's Pepper Potts.
No, that's not her.
It's
not Renee Zellweger.
Jeez Louise.
I'm sorry.
Shallow
Hal. Huh?
Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
The chick from Shallow Hal. Dated Brad Pitt for a while. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always confuse those two.
You can't confuse those two?
That's 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Come on. No, give me
what? Can't confuse those two?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is not the nicest person in the world, from my understanding.
No, but she's a lot
prettier.
Prettier. We'll say it.
Than Renee?
Yes!
I haven't seen Renee in a while.
I don't have to have seen Renee in a while.
She's better looking than prime Renee Zellweger.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
What else has Renee Zellweger been in that I would remember?
She was in a lot of movies.
She was like the up-and-comer.
She has disappeared. She took her money and went home.
She was Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
I didn't see that. They
had like three movies.
Three parts.
Sequels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's loaded.
Yeah. Jones.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen Gwyneth Paltrow in anything recently.
Yeah, Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, she's supposed to play a big part in, or maybe have a big part, possibly, as she did in the second Iron Man, when she made, I mean, she made that device that protected Tony's heart from
the... Was that the second or the third?
I think second.
Second.
The second.
The
yeah.
third one was where you had the fireman.
That was hard.
That was an awful one.
Movie.
The
best
part about Iron Man 3 was the Mandarin.
Yeah. Well, that's what's his name? Great actor.
Yeah. Great actor.
Jeez. But that movie sucked. That's probably the worst Marvel movie they made, I think.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary.
Thor Dark World wasn't very good.
I didn't mind that one.
But anyway.
What hideous movie were you talking about before we went on the airwaves?
Oh yeah. This new movie coming out called, and we'll get to all the NFL stuff, called The Intruder. I never heard of it until like 2 days ago.
Looks
but
awful.
It is blanketing.
Looks terrible.
Dennis Quaid basically plays a psycho Forrest Gump who doesn't want to leave his house that he sold to this African American family in the woods someplace, God only knows where, and he keeps coming, but he can't get rid. I guess his wife died in the house. It's like his great-great-great-great-grandfather built. It's one of those where I will absolutely go and get buzzed while I'm watching it, and I will laugh. I will go see this movie. I will spend money to go there and laugh at this movie. It looks like there was another movie similar to it. Cold Creek Manor, I think. That Dennis Quaid was in that, too, with Sharon Stone, if I'm not mistaken. It's the same movie. This looks way more stupid.
See, this is why when you two always complain, we don't have any new ideas in Hollywood. Why are we doing all these remakes? Remakes aren't such a bad thing. You know at least that there's the guts, there's the storyline to have a good movie. Mm-hmm. Now, execution, that's a whole different conversation for another day.
Yeah.
But the storyline, the lines that are written on the paper,
yes.
At least you know that has the potential to be good.
Okay, you can get away with that like with A Star Is Born because, you know, Liza Minnelli did it first, or Judy Garland?
A generation
did it first.
Has passed,
and then Barbara Streisand,
right.
And it's
yeah.
so you can get
it's not
away
our third
with that,
Spider-Man in the last 10 years.
Right. You could never redo. You could not like redo Godfather, or you could not go and redo. There's a lot of classic movies. You couldn't redo.
See, I think redoing Godfather would actually do it a service because it. No, you think about it. It would get a whole new generation of people who haven't seen The Godfather.
On the
storyline.
You need to make it shorter. You know how I am about long movies.
Oh, it's,
good
it's,
Lord
it's,
Almighty.
Cut straight to two.
Crazy. Two's great. Two goes back and forth. But no, but this movie, The Intruder, looks so... scene when Dennis Quaid breaks back, takes the ride of lawnmower, he's mowing the house, she's like, she calls her husband, she's like, he's out, his name's Mr. Peck, P-E-C-K. He's like, he's back, he's mowing the lawn. So she goes and confronts him. She's like, "Where'd you get the mower?" He's like, "Right where I left it, in the garage." She's like, "But you don't live here." And then my favorite line so far in the trailer
is creeping me out.
He walks back up. He goes, and the cable guy's there. He's like, "Stop drilling holes in my house." It's hysterical. Watch the trailer and not laugh.
The Miami Dolphins have exercised the fifth-year option on Laremy Tunsil.
Nice.
That was a hard pivot.
Sorry, it's breaking right now.
Yeah.
When you got Cameron Wolf, Armando Salguero, and Joe Shad all tweeting at the same exact second.
Wow.
Breaking news.
Why do we have the sound?
Because it's a left tackle, and we don't do breaking news for left tackles or kickers. Well,
why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pete.
Punters and kickers, Pete.
I think it deserves some breaking
only,
news.
And leprechauns. If you listened to yesterday's show.
The poll is up, by the way. Which would you choose? Did we do this?
All right, let's do this right now. Let's get this on the record. By the way, do we hear Lepitard do this and we decided to copy it, or did it come from somewhere else?
We stole Golic this from Golic and Wingo.
Okay, then that's acceptable.
Well, they need our pub, so.
That's all right. All right, so who wants to phrase the question? How is it phrased on Earth?
Which would you choose? One, getting kicked in the jewels by... and NFL punter should be
I messed
and.
Up, whatever.
That's okay.
Come on.
Number two, getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson in his prime and with the glove on. So 42 votes already. 74% say punched by Tyson. 26% say kicked in the jewels. I think I'd have to go with kicked in the jewels.
I'd rather be punched by Tyson.
I don't know. That could do a variety. You might die.
Here's the
thing.
But
I might die the other way, too.
Nah, I don't
Tyson...
know.
By the way, I tweeted this out about 4 weeks ago. Tyson was shadow boxing just briefly in a bar recently at his current age, and his hands are still lightning quick.
Mm.
I have an aversion to having my nose broken or my teeth knocked out, so I really wouldn't want the punch to the face, but I can't get kicked in the jewels.
Oh, I don't know.
You're right. You could die if he hits you in the head.
What if Tyson shattered so you'd have to go out and get bridge work done on your teeth and also busted your nose?
Well, feasibly, that can be fixed. What if your jewels get smushed and have to be removed?
Right, explosion.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough call, boy.
It is like when
a balloon pops.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. That's awful.
I can't. I need a bag of ice.
I cringe.
I need a bag of ice just talking about this.
Yeah. But we've got a lot of NFL.
All right, so I think those are good. I can't get hit in the downstairs. I'd take one to the face. That's what I'm doing.
I'm getting punched by Mike Tyson one time.
Can I bob and weave?
No.
Do I have to take it?
You have to take it.
You don't think I can out bob and weave Mike Tyson?
Can you bob and weave the punter? No. You get kicked.
Is he kicking a ball and then happens to hit me on the follow-through, or is he he's just kicking me? I'm just standing there.
I don't know.
Like I'm riding a horse, legs spread, and he just kicks one.
Are we talking like Pat McAfee or Adam Vinatieri?
Well, McAfee, punter. How about Janikowski? That's a field goal kicker, obviously, not a punter, but I mean,
they could all do damage. Yeah.
Janikowski would do a lot of more damage. A field goal kicker would do a lot more damage.
You know, Brad Wing?
Yeah.
Big leg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah.
Legatron, Greg Zuerlein. Again, place kicker.
Yeah.
Not punter, but I think.
Deadly accurate, though.
Yeah.
Going to hit him square right in the.
Right between the post.
All right. That's on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN. We've got to, when we come back.
I'm going to get into the my grievances regarding the NFL schedule.
Well, I may be able to guide you there.
A couple.
Because I lifted a piece from USA Today, 6 NFL teams that should be furious with the league's schedule makers. It includes your Patriots and both the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins. So there's 3 of your 6 right there.
All right.
We'll do that when we come back.
Yeah, and one, there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, there is.
And the one about the Patriots, I'm not, that really doesn't upset me.
Okay.
There's others that I'm more furious with.
All right, we'll mow through the schedule. And, of course, the Browns get 4 primetime games. I thought they might get 5.
Ridiculous.
They got 4.
There's one team also, which will reveal, that gets no primetime games. Only one team.
I didn't think that was allowed.
It's ridiculous.
But apparently it is.
Yep.
Also, I ask you to keep listening to Sheeman and Shepherd all this week. You can win a free round of golf at Arrowhead Golf Club in Naples. Rounds of golf at Arrowhead are available right now at 99.3ESPN.com for just $20 a round, but you could get a freebie if you stay tuned at some point during the show today. It's Sheeman and Shepherd warming up on a Thursday on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
YouTube.
You know, I got a bunch of YouTube songs on my phone. Does like an album come with my iPhone? I got all these songs I never downloaded in my music section, and it's all YouTube, like a whole album.
I like YouTube.
Was that part of the deal? I like some of them. I got no problem with them.
I've seen them live once. They were good. I love... my favorite song they ever sang, I believe, is "Unforgettable Fire," the live version. It was tough to find the live version because when the album "Unforgettable Fire" came out, it wasn't live. But then they came out like this when they really started to get popular. They came out with like a cassette, and it was only a cassette or a CD. It had 4 songs on it, and that was one of them live. It's tremendous.
I thought they did one of the best halftime shows of the Super Bowl, and it was a tribute to here's some guys that aren't from our country did a tribute to 9/11.
That was 2000.
That was really good.
2001 season, 2002 in New Orleans. And it was there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And they scrolled all the 9/11 names.
That was cool.
In the stands, yeah. But the other song that I love is "Streets with No Name." Now, you weren't in Los Angeles at the time where they actually, that was real, right? They took over the building in Orange County in L.A. and filmed the video up there. They weren't supposed to.
Oh, really?
And they ended up escorted. Yeah, remember, you never saw the video, "Streets Have No Name"?
I probably did. It's not ringing a bell, but that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. I probably did back in the day. All right, so check out our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. at 99.3 ESPN. Would you rather get kicked in the jewels by an NFL punter or punched in the face by Mike Tyson?
I'm going jewels. Right. I'm going jewels.
I'm not. I'm keeping it above the belt.
I'm surprised.
Chris is the same way.
Precious, handsome face of yours that you would want it scarred, possibly for life. Just think about it. You could get not only could he bust your nose, send splinters up into your brain, possibly die.
Yeah.
You could knock out most of your teeth. You'd have to have bridge work. And worst case scenario would be busting your jaw. Right. And then you're wired up and have to use a sippy cup for a year.
Well, that would all heal and could be fixed. A, I'm on radio, not TV. B, I'm already married, so it's not like I got to cruise chicks. So, I want to keep the...
Pete's going to come in here talking an octave higher.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the NFL schedule is out. There is this piece, six NFL teams that should be furious with the league's 2019 schedule makers. I will tell you who the six teams are, and then I'll tell you why, and we can discuss. First on the list is the Dolphins, believe it or not, followed by the Buccaneers, the Packers, the Patriots, the 49ers, and the Jets, which I think the Jets...
What do the Jets have to be complaining about?
The Jets should pipe down.
They stay on the East Coast. The furthest they travel, the Jets, furthest they travel is to Cincinnati. An NFL record low, 6,788 miles. Every game is on the East Coast except for the Bengals. How does that happen?
Well, here's the problem with the Jets' schedule. First of all, they go on the road to New England on a short week, and then they got the Browns on Monday night on a short week. And then they have the early bye, and they are subject to 12 straight weeks of football.
It's a tremendous advantage, I think, for any team to stay in the same time zone the entire year. That is a tremendous advantage. I've never seen that before.
Isn't Cincinnati in the Central?
It is, but I mean, it's I've never seen.
It's a noon kickoff for body time. Yeah. Wait, no.
Yeah.
No, you got to go the other way.
No, I know the Dolphins, right? They open up the season with four straight games against playoff teams from last year.
Yeah.
Ravens, Patriots, and Cowboys and Chargers.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, so what else does it say about the Dolphins in here? Not only are they one of six teams that play at least two games against opponents coming off a bye, they also get their bye very early. We discussed that yesterday.
Love
week
that.
Five.
Love that.
Well, you love that because you want them to lose.
They're going to.
This is
Look
written
this
on the
schedule.
Premise. This is the premise that most people want their teams to win. You want to tank for Tua. I totally understand.
Yeah, I've got no problem with this schedule.
How about this?
Here's the last sentence in here.
I prefer bye week one.
It says at least this schedule will aid Miami's that tanking happened. Efforts.
Right?
That happened. They used to have a bye week in week one.
No, the last team to have a bye week one
was
Dolphins Bucks because of a hurricane.
No,
how
I'm
about
talking
that?
About legitimate. Look, it was
look
actually
that up.
Legitimately scheduled back when
Bet
it first started.
Bet you pick
started.
Up a girl at the bar tonight with that little tidbit of information.
How about this one? Here's a tidbit. Here's a tidbit of information. Right. The Ravens will not play consecutive home games or away games this season, alternating home and away each week. Just the fourth team since the 16-game schedule was implemented in 1978 to alternate home and away for a full season. That is outrageous.
Good for them.
All right, here's the beef with the Buccaneers' schedule. They have to travel 18,000 miles between weeks 4 and week 9, including trips to Los Angeles, Seattle, and London.
Sixth most, I believe. Sixth most.
La La Land.
Yeah.
Sixth most.
And they don't play a home game between week 4 and 9 either.
Ridiculous.
That's going to be a little tough.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Hold on. They do.
Well,
it's
the
just,
London game doesn't
it's
count.
It's in London.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a bye week in there as well.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't really looked at the Bucs schedule.
We did a win-loss rundown, which I love doing with your Dolphins yesterday. We all kind of compromised around 4 wins max.
I'm going to go a little south.
You want the 3.
I
could be talked into it. We kind of gave them a 4.
I want the 2.
You gave them the Washington win. I don't know why.
Because they don't have a quarterback.
I have.
They were coming off of the Dolphins are coming off of a bye early in the season. Washington, we don't know who their quarterback is right now. That's the only reason we gave them that win.
I'm going to take a little side tour here. A couple of texts coming in from the 408. Buddy in college got kicked in the jewels by a disgruntled girlfriend really hard. It ruptured. Hospital for a week. Ow. Be careful what you ask for. And another dude who doesn't have Twitter says, I'll pass on the ruptured testicles. Take a punch to the face.
What?
Mike Tyson in his
Did
prime
the authorities
the
go
face.
After that lady, the girl who kicked his buddy in the downstairs?
Well, let's
he
find out.
He doesn't
know.
Say.
We don't know.
Perhaps
maybe,
he could follow
the,
up
maybe
with
the
another
guy
text.
Got way out of
I need
line.
A follow-up here.
Yeah.
Maybe he had to come. Maybe he tried. Maybe he groped her. Maybe
that's assault.
That's assault, brother.
Well, maybe he did something nasty to her, and that's warranted.
I didn't want to go down that road. I just wanted to know if, like, legally she could be held responsible
for
kicking a guy where you should never be kicked.
Right.
Never.
I'm with that.
Never, ever.
Mm-hmm. All right, the Green Bay Packers complaining about their schedule. A brutal stretch to end the season after a home game against the Bears. They play a road game on Monday night against the Vikings, followed by another road game after a short week. Green Bay is the only team in the entire league to play a road game after a Monday night game on the road. Boo-hoo.
All right. Just to quote the Jets, are going to travel 6,788 miles. That's it.
They never leave the East Coast. That's
it.
The problem. Well,
except to Cincinnati.
All right. The two
it's
other
in
teams,
Ohio. You're not on the East Coast.
Your New England Patriots are complaining.
No, they are not complaining.
Well, yes, according to the piece, they are.
Bunch of babies.
Because they play a team coming off their bye week a league high three times.
Sure.
And I believe you have the fewest rest days in between games out of anybody in the NFL.
The Patriots will have 13 fewer days of rest combined throughout the season than their opponents. The biggest rest disadvantage this year. The Eagles and Patriots will each face three teams coming off a bye week, including each other, most in the NFL this season.
Do you know which team has the most rest in between games? The Detroit Lions, everybody.
They need every advantage they can
get. That's worth the win. That'll get us above 8-8 to 9-7 and squarely into the playoffs.
The Patriots also open the season with eight straight games versus non-playoff teams, but then they play five straight games versus 2018 playoff teams from week 9 to 14.
Before Ravens, finishing Eagles, off Cowboys. Three straight games against non-playoff teams. How about that?
All right, the last team on this list is the San Francisco 49ers. They have the earliest bye week possible, meaning they'll have to play 13 consecutive games to finish the season. They're also one of six teams playing multiple games against teams coming off their byes. If somehow they survive it all, they'll remain in the playoff chase. They'll finish the season with this daunting stretch. Packers at Ravens, at Saints, Falcons, Rams at Seahawks.
49ers play four games on short weeks this season, most in the NFL, two of those on the road.
Mm.
That's ridiculous. Mm.
That is a
and
tough.
The Seahawks won't play consecutive road games until week 14 and 15. They won't play consecutive home games until week 16 and 17.
Hmm.
But one of their road games coming off of a Monday night game is at L.A.
Okay. It's a 40-minute flight.
It's a 40-minute flight, and you're not going into the most hostile environment in the NFL. Yeah.
Let's see. Sam Darnold will open the season against two fellow quarterbacks from the 2018 draft class, Josh Allen's Bills and Baker Mayfield's Browns. And by the way, the Bills are the only team not slated to play primetime this year. I think that's ridiculous to have the Browns on four times and the Bills don't get one primetime game with Josh Allen. That's not good marketing by the NFL for the younger quarterback.
First of all, I got no problem with the Browns being on four times. I want them on five. I think they're the most intriguing story going on right now.
Maybe.
The Bills... I thought, they got an intriguing young quarterback that I think should get at least one national game. I thought everybody had to get at least one game.
I was under that assumption as well.
The Thursday, whether it be on the Thursday night schedule or what have you.
Nope. They open
Hold
up.
Hold on.
The Bills also open. What?
They do have a Thursday game. They have one Thursday game. It's not prime time. Week 13, November 28th, they're at Dallas at 4:30.
That's the Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving. That's not prime time, but yeah.
Okay.
It's a nationally televised game.
That's what the Dolphins got bumped for, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, the Dolphins got bumped for the Bills, not the Rams.
Well, does the country want to see the Dolphins twice? They already got one Monday night game at Pittsburgh.
But the Bills open their season with
Welcome, America, for that week. Oh, my gosh.
How about this? The Bills open their season with two road games, but they'll be playing each game in the same stadium. They play at the Jets in week one and the Giants in week two. They'll be the first team to play their first two games on the road against the Jets and Giants. Mm.
They don't leave the state of New York for the first month of the season.
That's nice.
At the Jets, at the Giants, hosting the Bengals, hosting the Pats.
Yep, the Dolphins, again, enter four straight games versus playoff teams in the beginning. Ravens, Patriots, Cowboys, Chargers.
They leave the state of New York exactly one time in the first 9 weeks of the season.
Hmm.
At the Jets, at the Giants, hosting the Bengals, hosting the Pats. Then they're at Tennessee. Bye week in week six for the Bills. And then a three-game homestand, Dolphins, Eagles, Redskins in week 7, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
How about that?
Yep. Browns are on Monday Night Football twice in 2019. They've had two Monday Night Football games in the previous 10 years. And per Vivid seats. On the day the 2018 NFL schedule was released, last April 19th, the median cost of a ticket sold to the, for the Browns was $62. As of last night at 8:50 p.m., the median cost of a ticket sold for the Browns is $131, more than double.
Go with Baker Mayfield. Thank you, Tiz. Tiz is correct. Ohio is in the Eastern time zone.
But it's not on the East Coast.
No, but it's in the same time zone.
It's in the same time zone. Yeah. It's not on the coast. All right.
Thank you. Coast is where the water comes up to
the land.
That's
what I hear.
I'm big into these nature shows right now.
Yeah.
90% of the ocean life within 10 miles of the coast. How about that?
Really?
There's a fact for you.
You're like You're like way out in the middle of the ocean, like on the Titanic. There's no sea life out there?
It's out there. It's just not as abundant as close.
Well, that makes fishing a lot easier.
How about that?
Pivot. We have to, you know what? We need the squeaky shoe sound on the basketball court.
Hold on. 410 is right. He got me on a technicality. Jets and Giants play in New Jersey, not New York.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, he got me. Look, yeah, I'm a stickler.
Instead of proofreaders, we got some proof listeners today.
I like that.
They are on top of us.
I appreciate
today.
It.
Could the AFC South start the season 0-4? By the way, no division has lost all four Week 1 games since 2013, the AFC North. This is why the Texans are at the Saints, the Colts are at the Chargers, the Titans are at the Browns, and the Jaguars host the Chiefs. Could be.
That's a tough schedule. That's daunting. All right, we're going to continue looking at this. At the top of the hour, I want to come back.
Have the Saints, you said?
Texans at the Saints, yes.
Huh. Yeah,
and real quick, real quick in the AFC West, the NFL is prepping Oakland fans for not seeing the Raiders anymore. Listen to this: after a home game against the Chiefs in Week 2, which is September 15th, the Raiders won't play in their home stadium again until Week 9, November 3rd, when they host the Lions.
There you go. Don't overlook the Lions.
No, they'll be well into their taking over the NFC North by then.
Fact.
Yep.
All right. Next hour, I want to go down the Buccaneers schedule the way we did the Dolphins yesterday.
Win-loss. That's fun.
In fact, we want to throw in the Patriots and the Lions for our own team so we can talk trash about our own teams and have it on the board the whole thing.
I think we should set a goal of doing all 32 teams today.
Well, we'll have
into the long weekend for us.
I have awesome nuggets here for every single team for the schedule.
You keep your nuggets to yourself.
No. Hey, Doug, don't get kicked in my nuggets. But I have a lot of little NFL nuggets regarding the schedule and the teams I think you guys will find fascinating, too. Much of like what we've been doing now.
All right, very good. Hey, also don't forget the Scheman & Shepherd 99.3 ESPN Golf Outing presented by Dental Designs, More Than a Smile. So sign up now at 99.3ESPN.com. People are signing up. It's happening.
People are talking.
Spaces are limited. Hurry up. The Golf Scramble will take place at Veranda's prestigious Whispering Oaks Golf Course on May 18th. Shotgun start at 8:30. Lunch provided. You get a golf shirt and a hat with that as well. That's pretty spiffy. $99.30 per entry. Proceeds benefit our friends at the De La Salle Academy in Fort Myers. It's also brought to you by Lumpy's Golf in Fort Myers. All that more coming up. Sound Street around the corner. Scheman & Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Sound Street is brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives. They're online at OptimalMale.net. Started off with the NBA. Golden State Warriors and Los Angeles Clippers. Kevin Durant was kind of doing the "Hey, do you know who I am?" thing about taking on Patrick Beverley, that he can score anytime he wants on him, but he hasn't been. But anyway, here's Kevin Durant.
When I get the ball in my spots, I got to pest Patrick Beverley, who was up underneath me. Well, I could definitely shoot over top and score every time if it's a one-on-one situation. But we got a guy that's dropping and helping, and then we got another guy that's just sitting on me waiting for me to dribble the basketball. If I put the basketball on the floor, I could probably make 43% of my shots if I shoot them like that. But that's not really going to do nothing for us with the outcome of the game, because we got a nice flow. Everybody touching the rock, everybody shooting and scoring. So I'm not going to get in the way of the game because I want to have a little back and forth with Patrick Beverly, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. Y'all know who I am.
I thought everything he said was some pretty good X and an O until the end. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm Kevin Durant. A little cocky.
And Patrick Beverly, Kevin, knows who you are, and dominated your sorry ass in the fourth quarter of the last game.
Did you just call Kevin Durant a sorry ass?
No, I said he dominated. I said Patrick Beverly dominated your sorry ass in the fourth quarter of game one.
That's technically calling him a sorry ass.
He absolutely did.
Game two.
Absolutely did. No, it was game two. You're right. My bad. Game two.
And yeah. Just stay tuned to 5:45 today. Might be my lock of the night.
Oh, by the way, I nailed my first one.
It could be 37 points tonight. Golden State's covering this.
Wow. Very confident.
8.5.
Very confident,
what a
Chris.
Joke.
Kevin Durant not going to break from the game plan just to be aggressive and take a bunch of shots.
Well, when I get the ball and in my position to score, I would look to score. If I don't have an option to score, I would look to pass. So we run a lot of plays here. We move the ball every time down court. So every time I touch it, I'm not just going to break the play just to be aggressive just because I need to get up 30 shots because it looked like something wrong. I'm going to play basketball. One game one that way. We grew up 30, game two. I think we just need to stick with the game plan we had the first 3.5 quarters and do that before the event.
All right, so go ahead.
I got to say one thing about him, though, which, I mean, he's going to watch the tacticals and he's going to watch, he can't, you know, him following out at the end of that game might have cost him that game the other night.
So KD just spent time saying he doesn't need to be aggressive. However, Steve Kerr, who happens to coach him, says Kevin Durant definitely needs to be more aggressive.
The guy's the most skilled basketball player on planet Earth. There's nobody. Nobody who can do what he can do. Playoffs, defenses are more locked in. They play everybody tougher. I don't know how many shots he got the other night. 7, 8.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, absolutely, he needs to be more aggressive. It's the playoffs, and he can get any shot he wants anytime. So I want to see him get 20 shots, 30.
That's not true. Not with Patrick Beverly on you, you can't. He forced 9 turnovers on you, too. Hmm. And he only had 7. I mean, they're not going to happen every night, but don't say he can do whatever he wants whenever he wants. He can't.
Can we say that Kevin Durant and Steve Kerr are not on the same page?
I would say there's some dissension in here.
That's why I put the cuts in.
Nice done. Nicely done.
Go Clippers.
All right, baseball, White Sox, Royals, Tim Anderson, bat flip, you know the rest. Fight, NBC Sports Chicago.
Well, I was going to tell
you. And now he got plucked.
I was going to tell you with the bat flip.
And here come the benches. Fun in baseball is not allowed. We have to yell at each other because he flipped his bat because he hit a home run. Why don't you just get him out? That would be the idea, but that's not going to happen. So here comes everybody onto the field. Tim Anderson held back by Abreu. And off we go. Everybody's coming in from the dugouts. The benches have cleared.
And you know the rest of the story. Afterward, Rick Renteria said Tim Anderson's bat flip was harmless and the Royals overreacted.
Timmy wasn't showing them up or showing their pitcher up. He was looking into our dugout, getting the guys going. It looks worse than it is if we had been in the first base dugout and he had just turned into the first base dugout and said, hey, we go, what would have been the big deal, you know? Obviously, they didn't take kindly to it. They took their retaliatory position. He took his base, you know, but you go ahead and drill your guy. Well, then, okay, just leave it. You've already done your piece. You don't need a million guys out there, you know, chirping at him as well. So that's quite frankly, that's the only thing I took offense to.
That's the unwritten rules of baseball. I like the new wave rules. Have some fun.
Stupid rules of baseball.
Stupid rules of baseball. All right, Russell Wilson. And by the way, I haven't heard this soundbite yet. Is he a little less sleepy? Is he out of bed yet with Sierra?
Sounds like he just got out of bed.
All right. Listen, he said the thing that sealed the deal for him is that he had a no-trade clause put in that new 4-year, $140 million deal he just signed. Said he wanted to be in Seattle for life.
You always think you're going to be a parent and you're looking forward to that. But to be able to have two kids and to see birth and to see life and to see that life progression. And that's why I wanted to be honest with you, that's why I wanted to be in Seattle. It's just because, really from the beginning of my professional career started here. And my goal was to end it here. My goal is to have a lasting impression on this city, is to be able to make a lot of people's, lives cheer at the top of their lungs, you know, and win a lot of football games and hopefully win a lot of Super Bowls. And I can't do it without you two guys next to me. I couldn't do it without you guys believing in me. I couldn't do it without my teammates making the difference. And
That's special.
Really? I didn't know that. That's good. All right. I think Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones' son, was listening to our show the other day.
Again.
Because I speculated.
Everybody does.
This Russell Wilson contract is going to force the Cowboys to overpay for Dak Prescott, whose deal is coming up. Stephen Jones says, nope.
Russell deserves to be paid at that level, in my opinion. He's won Super Bowls. He's has success year in and year out. His numbers are really good. He's a competitor. His teams win. He's wearing a Super Bowl ring. I mean, the guy deserves to be paid at the top of the market. And I don't think, you know, it was terms of, was it huge in terms of how much he beat the Rodgers? No. And so I don't feel any, any pressure to rush the situation. I mean, this is an important contract for Dak. It's an important contract for our organization. We have to get it right. And I feel like we'll do that.
Is it just me or anytime either the Jones speak, you just assuming lies are coming out?
It's just used car salesman, pedantic blathering from people that have kept the plastic surgeons of the state of Texas in business for a long, long time.
Hmm. All right. When we come back, we're going to give
away. Fine family in the NFL.
Sure.
Sure are.
Dragging his name through the mud.
Great marketers.
We are going to give away a round of golf at Arrowhead coming up next hour, and we're going to play wins and losses with the Buccaneers schedule. We already did Dolphins yesterday. We may take a peek at the Lions and the Patriots just to help round out our show.
Lions, Pats, Browns, Packers, Steelers, Ravens.
Let's run through them all, huh?
Let's run through them.
That might take a while.
And then, like, you know, 4 hours. Our girl Faith sent an interesting tweet at us
earlier. Really?
That could go on. It could be a poll question. Which I think is interesting. It says, okay, 5-foot putt on even level green, easy putt. You have to shoot it 5 times. For every putt you make, you get $10 million. But for every one you miss, you spend 2 years in jail. Do you take the shots?
So wait, I can end up with $40 million, but I got to go to jail for 2 years?
You could also,
$40 million, you could also
do 10 years in jail and have no money.
Right.
Those are the flip side. We could discuss.
Parole?
I don't know. Faith's pretty tough.
Right,
I know. I don't think you'd get parole with her.
Well, I know you wouldn't.
Well, I would not. We will take a look at that. And, again, a chance to win some golf at Arrowhead. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.